Cuomo says it was functional and productive and focused on the need for the federal government to get involved in ramping up testing. Cuomo says in order for New York to reopen from the weeks-long shutdown, there has to be more extensive tests to avoid a steep resurgence of the virus. The governor says without the federal government intervening, states will be in a quagmire as they try to navigate unfamiliar national and international supply chains for the materials used to create the tests. The governor spoke before the meeting at a briefing in Buffalo.
When the labs that I regulate say the manufacturers are the problem, and then I call the manufacturers, and the manufacturers say, I can't do it because it's an international problem. That's where we are now.
After the meeting, speaking on MSNBC, Cuomo said Trump agreed to help New York double its testing capacity from 20,000 tests a day to 40,000.
It's a very aggressive goal, we said that we would work together to meet that goal. So it was a very good conversation.
Cuomo says Trump expressed concern over the nearly complete shutdown of New York City, where the president lived for most of his life, but did not urge the governor to speed up the timetable to reopen businesses and schools. The governor and the president have alternately praised and berated each other in recent weeks. Cuomo says they had an honest and open conversation, but he says ultimately it's not about anyone's emotions, but on working on what he says is the tremendous job that has to be done of coping with the pandemic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.